Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Krall. The Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa have reaffirmed the tribe's ownership and authority on six public roads. A long-running dispute between the tribe and the town of Lac des Flambeaux led to the Tribal Council action on May 13th. The six roads affected include Cemetery Road, East Fence Lake Road, Little Trout Lake Road, Old Prairie Road, Pocagama Lake Trail, and Wayman Lane. The President Joseph Wildcat Sr. said residents along those roads will not see any change in daily operation. We'll have more coming up in later newscasts. Two major traffic incidents on main roads Tuesday in the North Woods. Traffic was halted on State Highway 47 Tuesday afternoon for about an hour with a three-vehicle crash in Woodruff just north of Lake Tomahawk. WJFW-TV reports four people were taken to Howard Young Medical Center and one was flown out by helicopter following the collisions. The crash happened near Gritsmokken Road. Woodruff police are investigating. At about 5 p.m. yesterday in Vilas County, the Sheriff's Department received a call of a large truck on its side on U.S. 45 near Ross Road in Conover. No one was injured. U.S. 45 was closed to all traffic for about 2 hours. And a report from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration finds one-third of all alcohol-related teen traffic fatalities happen between April and June. It's prom and graduation season, and that means more teenagers will be out on Wisconsin roads. That also means they'll be drinking in all likelihood. The Drug-Free Action Alliance is backing a public awareness campaign to have parents talk to their children about the dangers of drinking and driving. And a 23-year-old Merrill man returns to Lincoln County Court next week for an appearance connected to a child neglect case. Prosecutors say his one-year-old child tested positive for meth. Cody Urbis reportedly told investigators it was his fault because he was the only person in the house who used meth. Urbis said he spilled the drug on the bathroom floor, and he thinks that's how the child ingested it. The child's medical condition has not been released. And Congressman Mark Pocan is calling for the start of an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. The Wisconsin Democrat issued a news release in response to former White House counsel Don McGahn's refusal to testify before the House about the Russia investigation. Pocan said that it was stonewalling. Representative Justin Amash of Michigan became the first Republican to call for the impeachment of President Trump over the weekend. And Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the federal government should not make it more difficult for patients to access health care. Wisconsin is joining nearly two dozen states and local governments who are suing over a new rule which would let health care clinicians object to providing abortions and other services which conflict with their religious beliefs. They're asking a federal judge in New York to block the Department of Health and Human Services rule. It could go into effect in July. And an Oneida County judge has given a 20-year-old woman 2 years probation for calling authorities about a fake hostage situation. Aliyah Wayman of Lac des Flambeaux made up a story about being at gunpoint in a Rhinelander motel. If Wayman violates her probation, she'll face tougher punishment. She entered pleas of no contest to theft and bail jumping. Prosecutors dropped four other charges. And if you're selling a home, you're in good shape. If you're buying a home, it could cost more. For the second straight month, Wisconsin sales of existing homes failed to keep pace with last year's sales, which put significant pressure on home prices, according to the most recent analysis by the Wisconsin Realtors Association. Economist David Clark works with the realtors. He says there's more buyers than listings. That's good for people selling homes, he says.
You know, those homes that do find their way onto the market sell pretty quickly, and those who don't adapt to that is get their financing lined up and be ready to put in offers as soon as a house comes on the market may be frustrated by the fact that, you know, they can't find a home to buy.
In the northern 18 counties, the median price rose 5%, while sales were off 5%. The weather forecast for the rest of the day: look for skies to remain cloudy with a high temperature right around 62 and a slight chance of a shower, but windy. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low near 48. Thursday, cloudy with a high near 62 and again windy. There were lots of power outages across the North Woods overnight and into the morning hours. We have a link at WXPR.org to Wisconsin Public Service if you want to see where the latest outages are. I'm Ken Krall.